New to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is your place for honest answers.
Naturally Savvy.
With registered holistic nutritionist, Andrea Donsky.
And health journalist, Lisa Davis.
I'm Lisa Davis. My wonderful co-host, Andrea Donsky, is away, but she'll be back next time. You know, so many of us start our day with a protein drink or a smoothie that has a smoothie powder, protein powder. But, you know, they are not all created equal. And I always love to find a company that really takes such great pride in what they do and uses the best ingredients possible. So we have got the wonderful Kelly Rooney here from Kura, and we're going to be talking about their Kura New Zealand protein smoothie powder and why it's so special and why it's a great way to add nutrition to your life. Hello there, Kelly. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Lisa. It's a pleasure to be here.
I almost called you Kura, which is a beautiful name,
fine.
As is Kelly. All right, so let's talk about this, because I think a lot of people, you know, we want to save money, we want to do this, we want to look at this, we heard this type of way is better than this type of way, but I think a lot of us know, and if we don't, we'd really need to talk about it, is why grass-fed is the way, no pun intended, the way, W-H-E-Y, I'm using it, to go. So let's talk about this. Let's talk about grass-fed way. Why is it different? Why is it important? And how did you come to this way of thinking and wanting to create this great product?
Absolutely. So grass-fed, it actually means something different in New Zealand. I think a lot of consumers understand the concept of grass-fed, but when we talk about grass-fed in the United States, or other countries occasionally, it doesn't necessarily mean how the animals were treated. It really just talks about the diet that they ate. I think the difference with our protein is that grass-fed is one piece of that. Our animals are grazed on pasture 365 days a year. New Zealand is one of the very few places in the world where grass-based farming reaches its true potential. So the climate, the clean air, the plentiful pure water is year-round in New Zealand, and it produces these lush green pastures. And because these animals are not confined, they're allowed to graze 365 days of year, they have access to forage and eat legumes and other little bugs and worms and grasses and things like that that nature intended. And so they eat and live as they would naturally, which reduces stress, and it promotes animal welfare as well as a higher nutritional value to the protein. So grass-fed means different things in different places. So we talk about pasture-raised and grass-fed together, because that to us is very important.
You know, it sounds so lovely. I want to go and just have a picnic on those grassy fields. I mean, it sounds like a lovely
gorgeous
place to just, right? Oh my gosh,
absolutely.
It must be. Now, do you go very often to or is it out of New Zealand, or give us the details, or is it here, but you get the whey from there? How does it work?
Yeah, so it is all the dairy protein is produced in New Zealand, and we do bring it here to the United States, and that's where we package it. You know, it's much more efficient and sustainable to bring it over more as what I call a raw ingredient than have it be prepackaged and pay for that weight, et cetera, to ship it. But in New Zealand, it's a cooperative of farmers. They're all small farmers, and they are obsessed with the quality of the grass. And so if you were to visit, which I highly recommend, I was just, my last visit was in February, the grass is so green and lush. The farmer actually is obsessed with the quality of the grass and caring for the grass. And through that process, they know that the animal will graze on something very healthy. And in turn, the quality of the dairy and thus the protein will be much higher because of that. So the animals in New Zealand they wear collars, like neck collars, because as I mentioned, they roam freely 365 days a year. And it's funny, when I was there last meeting with the farmers, I said, you know, I've been wondering, how does the cow know if you don't have a set schedule to milk them? How do they know when to come in? And he said, well, you're a mom, right? And I said, yes. And he said, well, don't you know when it's time to nurse? And I said, I got it. So they just come in and milk them, you know, have themselves milked whenever it's ready. And so they truly are reduced with stress. The neck collars that they wear are monitors to see if their heart rate or their blood pressure goes up at all. And the minute the farmer detects that the animal is stressed, they go out and try to understand why. And so it really is a different way of life, because in the U.S., usually our what we call conventional farming, unfortunately, it's conventional versus the natural way that it was done for tradition, you know, years of tradition, is that they're confined in stalls and they have individual enclosed stalls. They do lay on a comfortable, you know, hay mattress and have interaction with the farmer, but they aren't allowed to be free. And they are fed typically a diet of grain that comes from corn or soybean meal or other commodity feeds. And so the purpose of that in the U.S. is to increase milk production. But in New Zealand, they have an amendment in their law where the animals, it's an Animal Welfare Act. All animals are treated with consciousness, like sentient beings, and they are allowed to behave naturally. So they cannot be confined by law. And it really makes for a much different quality product, and your body recognizes it as much more natural as well.
Now, if somebody is sensitive to dairy, would this work for them? Because my guess is some of the dairy sensitivity is probably all the antibiotics and the conventional farming and the way they get dairy conventionally.
That's such a great question, because we have found, I mean, there are people that have real, true lactose intolerance.
Yes.
But there are so many consumers that believe they do or believe they have sensitivities to dairy for the very reason that you mentioned, because the dairy really came from a diet from corn or soy or something that was not natural to the cow. It produced a different nutritional profile, and it produces a product that does not, it is not, as we call it, as nature intended or as it should be. So when the body consumes it, it behaves differently in the body. And I'm not surprised that there are a lot more sensitivities, but it really is because we've moved away from the way the food chain, the way nature intended for it to produce. Cows were meant to eat grass. And it's funny, actually, the New Zealand farmers that have never traveled really outside of their country say to us when we visit, why do you have to put grass fed on the package? Isn't that redundant? They truly don't understand that you would feed an animal, you know, a pile of soybean or shelled corn or things like that.
Yeah, I'm not, I bet it's kind of mind boggling to me. And I grew up here.
I know.
Why can't we do the things the way they do in New Zealand?
Yeah, in Vermont, New Hampshire, which I always believed we were, you know, doing things as true to nature. But, you know, as you know, in these colder climates, Wisconsin is such a big dairy state, northern New England, Vermont, New Hampshire. But because of the weather, we have to confine the cows. And so, and grass is not abundant. So they are eating hay and silage and things like that. And, you know, it's the way that we've learned to adapt to our environment. But in New Zealand, they have the luxury of 365 days of pasture living. And so it definitely is a much different nutritional profile to the dairy protein.
Now, Kelly, when did grass-fed whey protein first come up on your radar?
Well, it's always been like that in New Zealand. It's just been the way of life. They've never ventured away from their, they have thousands of years of tradition in agriculture. There's a lot of incredible agricultural products that come out of New Zealand, but they are known for the finest dairy quality in the world. Ireland has a similar type of a structure, and you can imagine the green grasses, and they also believe in the animal welfare to the level of New Zealand, but they're really only those few places that are at this level. And so the company is owned by two families from New Zealand, And they recognized when they had been traveling outside of New Zealand that the food supply and the product offerings are much different in other places. And so the concept was born that they felt that these amazing products should be shared with the rest of the world, because the concept started with breakfast and smoothies, and that when they looked at all the offerings for breakfast out there, even yogurts, which are amazing because they're fermented, and fermentation is so powerful, and it's such an incredible, foods that are fermented are so healing and nutritious. But again, they're still coming from dairy that is, the majority of time is sourced from what we call conventional and grain-fed. And so they felt that they had something really beautiful to offer to the rest of the world in terms of nutrition. And so that's really where the concept started.
And for you, when did you first like try whey? Had you had whey protein before? Was it part of your life, part of your diet, or was grass-fed whey? Or was it you discovered what they're doing in New Zealand and went, wow, this is really cool? Or was it a combination?
I have always lived what they call aloha lifestyle. Again, I grew up in Vermont. And so, living that sustainability, you know, believing in organic farming, that was part of, you know, our family core value. And I worked for a nutrition company for many, many years and learned so much at the time about how our nutrition is delivered through foods versus the way we supplemented and other things. Many of the companies were using synthetics and chemical isolates and so forth. So I learned a tremendous amount of, you know, a lot of education around that space. And what I learned about protein, and just to clarify as well, we are not just a whey protein. We believe in a synergistic between, again, how nature intended. So where a lot of companies are isolating the whey, and it is heavily processed into a protein isolate, we are delivering a New Zealand dairy blend, which contains both whey and casein. We felt that the research demonstrated that the two together have a synergistic effect, which we weren't surprised about because Mother Nature created this as almost a pure, you know, product the way it was. So to isolate just one of those seemed counterintuitive to us. So we believe whey and casein are better together. One is a slow metabolizing protein synthesis, and one is a quicker. And so unless you really are, you know, a gym rat and trying to bulk up and in competition for, you know, weight, then your body needs both. And the value of protein, I have always believed in, you know, it's something that every cell in our body is made up of protein. And our cells are constantly degrading and dying and being replaced. So it's vital that we have enough protein available in our diet, so this process happens as efficiently as possible. So all our organs, muscles, and bones rely on protein to function properly. And, you know, the benefits of that are greater lean muscle development, as I think most consumers know, so people that are training. But, you know, I'm a mom of three, so I consider myself an athlete too. I'm constantly, you know, running and jumping and on the go. And, you know, my body needs that. And as I age, there is less, you know, your skin, your hair, your nails, everything, bones, you know, muscles, as we mentioned, all of those things require protein. And so also it has shown to improve body composition. So they found that increased protein intake can assist with fat loss. Some studies indicate they think it's due to, you know, being satisfied by having enough protein and you have that full feeling. But others, you know, suggest that it signals your digestive hormones and, you know, that you are full. But it also is, you know, you're not eating a lot of these additional carbohydrates that may be, you know, hot sugars and refined flours and things like that. And if you're getting enough protein, then your body has the sufficient amino acids available to increase your muscle fibers and the other essential maintenance that needs to happen in the body. So I have always, you know, taken a protein powder, a high quality one. Of course, you only know what you know. And until the New Zealand product came along, I was always in search for the best quality one, particularly add it to smoothies in the morning. My family, like I said, with three children on the go, they're all athletes. We, you know, a smoothie in the morning helps with that tension. And I was searching for the right protein source. We used to use yogurt and then have really learned that the benefits of making sure it's grass-fed and pasture-raised is very important. And I look for that in my eggs, you know, grass-fed meat. Trying to buy grass-fed meat can be very expensive, you know. So this is also an alternative to make sure you're getting the benefits of that every day without having, you know, if you can't afford grass-fed meat.
Yeah, you know, one of the things I like to do is I'll just eat meat less often, but just to have that grass-fed meat is so nice. But it's so nice what you're talking about in terms of being able to start your day with a smoothie. And looking at what you have, you offer so much. I love chocolate and vanilla. I mean, they're both wonderful. Now, I was reading that there's no GMO ingredients, no added sugar, no RBST, no preservatives, no gluten, no artificial flavors, colors, etc., sweeteners, nor high fructose corn syrup. For people who don't know, what is RBST?
So those are hormones that are added typically into, they're growth hormones that are added in conventional farming to help bulk up an animal so it gets higher production. Again, we don't believe in that. And a lot of the farmers in the U.S. are trying to move away from that. They still may feed with grain, but that is something that's becoming more common where they're trying not to use antibiotics or RBST growth hormones in the animal's diet.
You know, I was also thought it was so interesting that it says in each smoothie, you have 400 billion probiotics and 5 grams of prebiotic fiber. Now, is that naturally occurring, those probiotics from the grass-fed dairy, or do you add probiotics? How does that work?
So we do add probiotics and prebiotic fiber. So we believe that all health begins in the gut, and you can have the most amazing, you know, quality proteins, but if you can't digest them properly or you have an unhealthy gut situation, then you're not going to have the same nutritional value from any of the foods that you're eating. So we use 2 strains of probiotics, which are the most highly researched strains, as well as prebiotic fiber, which for consumers that don't yet understand that, prebiotics are the foods that probiotics eat to help flourish and multiply. So most people are familiar with probiotics. You'll see them much more widely now, and particularly in dairy products like yogurts, et cetera. But prebiotic fibers, and you can get them from things like asparagus and artichoke and onion and lots of foods that have them. But having enough fiber, most consumers understand fiber in their diet, but prebiotic fiber in particular is what keeps your healthy gut flora flourishing. And so at Cora, we believe in starting with the gut, and that's why we have pre and probiotics, and then delivering you very high quality, the world's purest grass-fed dairy from the cows that graze in pastures.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, I mentioned the vanilla. There's chocolate. Berry grass-fed dairy protein sounds so good. You've also
that one's my favorite.
Which one? The berry? Oh, my gosh. That must taste really good.
It's delicious.
Now, how do you use, like, dehydrated berries, or how do you do that?
It's a triple berry, so it's 3 different organic berry powders. So they are just freeze-dried organic berry, and we add those, and because they're so natural, they just give this amazing flavor. None of our smoothie powders are heavily flavored, just to clarify. A lot of people just shake them up in water on the go, and they taste much different. I challenge anyone to try it against any other protein on the market. and the solubility, the mixability is amazing, but a lot of people are using these to make their smoothies. And so you want to add your other fabulous ingredients. We don't want to heavily flavor this. So they're mild flavors, but the berry comes from blackberry, raspberry, and blueberry powders that are all organic.
Oh, that sounds so good. You know, the last few minutes, I'd love to mention that you have vegan protein as well. You've got chai. I love chai. Plant-based, chocolate plant-based, vanilla plant-based. What do you use for that? Is that a pre-protein, sunflower, and something else?
An oat.
What was it?
So it is a blend as well. Yeah, so it's an oat protein. It's a pea protein, a sunflower protein, and oat protein. The reason we blend those three is in dairy proteins, you have all 20 amino acids present, and so you have the full spectrum of everything you need. The ones you can't get that your body doesn't make that you require from your dietary intake. Plant-based proteins don't have the same level of amino acid profile as animal. So we blend these three to make sure that you're getting the full spectrum of all your amino acids that are required in a daily intake. So the pea, sunflower, and oat. Then we have some amazing super fruits that are present that also come out of New Zealand. There are grapeseed, boysenberry, black currant, and a kiwi. And kiwi also has a digestive enzyme that is not found in any other fruit that is really beneficial for the gut. We also have probiotics and the prebiotic fiber in the vegan, and it really is delicious. A lot of the pea-based proteins are, you know, gritty. They may have a little bit more of a bland or cardboardy flavor, but I think if you try Kura, the chai is amazingly delicious. The chocolate is my favorite in that one, and the vanilla is just spectacular. So we're very proud of those. And, you know, it's wonderful to do the dairy protein one day and the plant the next, or if you truly are sensitive to dairy, the plant protein is an incredible way to get that extra protein in your diet that may be really lacking if you are vegetarian or vegan as well.
You know, I wanted to give a shout out to our sponsor this month. Speaking of probiotics, BioK Plus, they have got so many great products. And as a matter of fact, they have vegan as well. So, you know, because a lot of people think, oh, probiotics, it's dairy. But if you are sensitive, they have a vegan blueberry, a vegan mango, but they also have original strawberry. They have great ones for kids in vanilla and strawberry. And these are fantastic products and fantastic probiotics. It's so important, like you said earlier, for our gut health. So check them out at biokplus.com. Kelly, is there anything else you wanted to add before I let you go? And I definitely want to get your website and all the ways we can get your great Kura products.
Yes, it was a pleasure being on. I'm super excited and very passionate to talk about this and share the message. And I really hope that anyone that would love to go to our website, request a sample. If you haven't found us or haven't tried us yet, I think you'll be really pleased with how amazing these taste. If you've tried protein before and you didn't care for it, please revisit that concept and try Kura because they are delicious.
They are. I have tried them and they are fantastic. And you're so lovely, Kelly. I love your passion. It comes through and it's so nice. Like I started the show by saying at Naturally Savvy, you know, we only have companies and people on that we really believe in, that we use their products and that we know that they're coming from a good place. So I really appreciate it. I want to thank everyone for listening to Naturally Savvy. You can check us out on social media, on Twitter, at Naturally Savvy, at Andrea Donsky, and at Health Media Gal 1. Keep listening and stay well.